Hello. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. In keeping with our commitment to deliver urologists and allied health professionals expert clinical analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives, each episode of Speaking of Urology will bring listeners timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty to keep practitioners up to date while helping them practice more efficiently. I'm your host, Ben Saylor. In this episode, Dr. Rena Malik discusses findings from the recent urology practice paper, a 30-year review of cystectomy litigation, for which she served as senior author. Malik is an assistant professor and director of female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery at the University of Maryland Medical System, Baltimore. Please discuss the background for this study.
So the reason that we wanted to do this study is because urology is actually ranked number 8 out of 25 specialties in malpractice claims, and payouts for these claims have nearly doubled from 2007 to 2012. And the average urologist is sued 2.1 times during their career. So because of that, we looked at cystectomy, which is a procedure that has a very high morbidity and complication rate. And we wanted to see if, you know, what the reasons are that people are filing these claims and, you know, what the payouts and outcomes were of the claims themselves.
And what were some of the notable findings? And did any of them come as a surprise to you or your co-authors?
Well, so what we did for our study was we looked at the Westlaw legal database, and we looked, searched for cystectomy cases, and we found over 30 years, we found 42 cases that occurred that had a cystectomy involved in the claim. And what we found that the large majority of them were about a little less than half were awarded or settled, and 27 went to the defendant. And when we looked at why they were being, why these cases were coming about, we kind of categorized them into perioperative, preoperative, and postoperative reasons. And we found that the number one, the most common reason in 76% of the cases was perioperative causes or preoperative causes. And what that could include would be most commonly delay of diagnosis, doing an unnecessary cystectomy, or having a cystectomy that was not offered. Interestingly, that particular part, the preoperative negligence, which was found in the large majority of cases, also had the highest payout of about $1.8 million.
What are some ways that urologists who perform cystectomies can mitigate their malpractice risk?
The take home for this particular study is that timing, making sure that you get a timely evaluation for patients who have concerns for cystectomy, whether that's hematuria or refractory lower urinary tract symptoms, to make sure that they get the evaluation they need and that they are referred for cystectomy or whatever the appropriate treatment is in a timely manner rather than having any delay.
Is there anything else that you feel our audience should know about the study findings?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, this is just a sample of one database, which is a limited resource. It provides a sample of cases that doesn't include cases that were settled prior to the case developing a record. So there's a lot of cases that probably are not included, and that these, we can't get full data from these. We can't get operative notes and medical records because this is a legal database. So this is not a be-all, end-all, but it is a snapshot into what we can find about malpractice associated with cystectomy.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. And you can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.